I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Robert Harling's play Steel Magnolias at the Shawnee Theater opens on the first plays, the first, second, third, and fourth. It's set in Truvy's Beauty Salon in Chinquapin, Louisiana. And our guest is, in fact, the owner, the purveyor of whatever beauty Truvy can supply. And that's Missy Thibodeau-Thompson, who actually has credentials, originally Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George.
Tell us a little bit about this particular beauty shop. What goes on at Truvy's?
Truvy has a philosophy that there is no such thing as natural beauty. And so I think that informs pretty much most of her decisions that go on in the beauty salon. But the beauty salon is also, I guess, the female equivalent of the man cave. You know, and the women that we see in this shop are all her dearest friends that she's known for, you know, eons and eons. And so it's not just the beauty that goes on in the shops. It's also the rallying the troops for each other.
And it seems that it cuts across ages, too, doesn't it?
Most definitely. Most definitely. The young girl that she hires, Annelle, becomes, you know, part of the tribe, if you will, and the daughter of one of her regulars, Shelby, who's getting married, and that's part of the excitement of the opening scene of the play. And it really is nice that it does cut across generations and that there is a very strong bond between all of these women, that they are there for each other no matter what.
We have a young one. We even have a rather crusty senior citizen who shows up from time to time.
Yes, Weezer Boudreaux. She's quite a character.
We've been talking to the person who plays Truvy of Truvy's Beauty Salon, and that's Missy Thibodeau. Our next guest from the production of Steel Magnolias is Alicia Bush. She's an actor and also a director at Shawnee this summer, responsible for the youth theater program there. Tell us a little bit about your character in Steel Magnolias, Alicia.
My character is Malin. I play the mother of Shelby, and she's very poised and very, you know, very work-oriented and very much interested in keeping the women together as a family. She's also very family-oriented. She's always trying to keep her family together and the family she considers, you know, at the beauty salon. So a lot of what she does is driven by just making sure that everyone is okay and that everyone can keep being together and being there for one another.
Is she uncritical of the people there?
I would say so, yes. Yeah, she's very supportive and very, she's more supportive, I think, than critical.
How is it to play a role that's sort of in the middle rather than, say, on one side or the other, which may be a little easier?
Right. That adds, I think, a great deal of stress to her. I think that's part of the problem. I mean, a lot of her meltdown at the end comes from, you know, constantly being in the middle, but I think it becomes too much for her. And that's what's so wonderful about these other women, and that she was able to kind of create this family who in the end she felt comfortable enough to open up to.
Now, when you're playing a person who doesn't show very much of this, it would seem to me that would involve a considerable amount of inner stress.
Right. Oh, yes. It definitely has. Somebody in the audience can't see inner turmoil unless you find a way to project it. That has been very difficult and part of the learning experience for me.
Ah, the learning experience. Shawnee Theater seems to deliver this in substantial amounts.
Yes. I'm very grateful for that.
We've been talking with Alicia Bush, and before that, we talked with Missy Thibodeau-Thompson, both actors playing roles in Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. It opens at the Shawnee on the 1st, plays the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the evening, and then there's a matinee at 2 on Sunday afternoon. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.